He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show. Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Red 7.
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock.
That's what we call a sack lunch.
I do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
We do it on Tuesdays, not on Mondays, though. But today, Buck will be with us in about, 15 minutes? Charles Arbuckle every Tuesday. Later hour two, Gator Dave, and then Griff in hour number three. That is the agenda, the guesting agenda for today. 615-844-5600. That is a call-in line and a text line. You can do either. Lots of people text. We just added that, month or so ago? However long ago that was. It's been a fantastic idea. Adam got that done. And we are excited about that. So text that line anytime. If that's something you would prefer to do over calling or social media like Twitter, that is for you. What are we going to get into today? Well, obviously, our solar system is always the oblong spheroid. It's always. But. The super regionals are set in baseball. And that would be down to the Sweet 16. They don't call it that, but that's what you have here. All the regionals, four teams each, 64 total. Have been decided. Now you go to the super regionals. Now, this is not the planetary system where I'm from, right? Yeah. It's not the planetary system where I'm from, but let me explain to you. It's not like I have a million years of college baseball history under my fingernails, so to speak, metaphorically speaking. I don't. I've got a million years of college football, yeah, proudly. But of baseball, no, not at all. But here is the rule. Super regionals, if you're one of the top eight seeds and you win your regional, you get to host. So that would be five teams right now know that they host. Three other matchups will find out this morning where the location will be. It'll be on one of the two campuses, but at 9, literally when we are leaving the airwaves, unless something leaks, 10 Eastern, 9 Central, the locations will be announced. And like I mentioned, if you're a top eight seed and you won your regional, that's five out of eight did it, then you're going to be hosting, unless there's some kind of circumstance otherwise, but not the case. The teams that did not take advantage of their high seed in the regional would be Vanderbilt, Arkansas, and Clemson. Those are the three that would be hosting right now, but they did not win their regional, right? Here are the matchups. Wake Forest, the top seed against Alabama. Alabama's got to go to Winston-Salem. Alabama has had, as it turns out, even with the news of the coach getting unhired because of gambling issues, it's turned out to be a wonderful season for Alabama baseball. Get to go. I'm sure honored to go to Wake Forest and take on the team that's been the most consistent the whole year. Don't know if they're the best team right now, but certainly the most consistent. Bama goes to Winston-Salem. Florida will be in Gainesville. They'll be in Hogtown. They get South Carolina. Now remember, earlier in the year, South Carolina swept them. That means nothing today. Means absolutely nothing. Texas goes to Stanford. A very hot team. Yes, I have a Stanford Natty ticket. My Clemson Natty tickets, plural, are dead on arrival. They're no good. Even though at the time felt like a good idea. But Stanford, Palo Alto hosts Texas. LSU will host. They get Kentucky. Tennessee Southern Miss. Now, that is probably the biggest debate. Is it going to be Knoxville? Is it going to be Hattiesburg? And I see everybody tweeting all these cut downs on these cities. I don't know what the committee's thinking, okay? I have no idea. Southern Miss was in a super regional a year ago. It's not like they're new to the party or something, right? I mean, because people want to bring up brand awareness and all that. Hattiesburg, I do know, and I don't know if this matters. I don't know if you make a decision based on this. Lindsey Nelson holds about 1,000 more than the Southern Mississippi baseball facility. Now, again, does that matter at all? Probably not. I don't know. But that's what the group that will make the decision, the NCAA, will decide. Rocky Top or Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Couple of others here. Virginia will host Duke. And then you've got Oral Roberts, Oregon. I'm guessing that one will be out west. And then Indiana State, TCU. So that is the lay of the land for the super regionals. That gets started on Friday. But this morning at 9 o'clock, the locations are officially released. Again, if you're one of the top 8 seeds, though, the rule says going in, and you win your regional, you have the opportunity to host, and you absolutely should take advantage of that, which you do. So something you earned. Yes, something you absolutely earned. And watching the game yesterday, I had so much fun watching them. I know it's not like college football, right, where I'm totally obsessed with it around the clock. But it has been fun. And watching teams play like TCU is just red hot right now, the way they're raking. Stanford, who's been a really good team all year long, is playing exquisite right now. Tennessee has picked things up and has a chance to go to the Supers. Southern Miss has got a good team. They've got one really good ace. It's Tanner Hall, right? Who's good. Who's outstanding. Tennessee probably goes about as deep with pitching arms as anybody does in this thing. But I got to tell you, going into the Supers, I don't know who I think's the favorite. There's several ways you could go with that right now. Yeah, several ways that you could go with it right now as we speak. Perry Mason says, Bill, and he's down in the Orange Groves of America. I know it's a day late, but how about a Balls of Steel to Sully, winning 3 in a row at a 1.50 ERA in 27 innings? I didn't think he could do it. 3 in a row. He's talking about Supers. Are you talking about I mean, they've been to a million super regionals the last 10 or 11 years. Sully has. They won a natty not that long ago as well. But doing outstanding work, Sully is. Sully does not smile a whole lot. Yeah, he doesn't smile a whole lot, but looks to be getting a little bit happier as we sit here today. Okay, now, nothing new, even though the media drums it back up. There are more reports back to the oblong spheroid that Colorado, Coach Prime, and Arizona are poised to go to the Big 12. Let me say this. If that were to happen, it wouldn't be surprising. But I think what we're witnessing is people trying to be first to broadcast it, first to promote it, first to try and break this story. I don't think there's anything there more than the speculation. Now, I do think the speculation is based on some merit. I don't think it's just wild, loose, drunken speculation. I don't think it's that. I think it's based on merit. Whether it happens or not is unclear. Now, the Pac-12 still needs to finalize, if possible, a new media agreement. As we know, this has been dragging on. I'm not a big proponent of you got to get something done fast, but I am a proponent of common sense. Common sense says this is not going well. Again, that's not new news either. And until we get some closure there, whatever the answer might be about the new media rights situation, until we get some closure, something final, I don't think you can go ahead and just say Colorado, Arizona, and the Big 12. Here's the other angle on that. If that happens, you are looking at what could potentially be a domino effect crushing the Pac-12. Because at that point, it's like, and I'm not comparing them to rats, but rats off the Titanic. You have hit an iceberg that is taking you down. You're safer in the frigid water than going down with that thing. Get off that ship. That's the scary thing. And George Klyavkov, I'm assuming the relatively new commissioner, is not sleeping well. He's trying to duct tape this thing together right now. And all the extraneous noise is going against him. There is nothing out there that buttresses his case. All right, we'll take the break. Buck with us when we come back. Joe's our buckle.
Morning, THP. Still out here cleaning up this wreck in Rutherford County as we check it out live. It is slowing down traffic on 24 westbound near 840. It's just so busy right here this time of the morning as that traffic continues on 24 up towards the Hickory Hollow area through Antioch. Traffic's also on the increase I-40 out of Dixon County. Watch for some radar I-40 out around Kingston Springs. Hey, it's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do more than just your average pest control company. Check them out online at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck.
Music City will be rocking June 23rd through the 25th with a different sound, the sound of NASCAR.
Start your engine!
The Ally 400 is back at Nashville Super Speedway, and this year, it's a night race. NASCAR in Nashville. It's guitars and fast cars under the lights. Visit NashvilleSuperspeedway.com to get your tickets for the triple header weekend, including the Ally 400, Tennessee Lottery 250, and the Rackley Roofing 200 today.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Start your experience at Bob's with the fried calamari or fresh scallops seared in Texas burnt honey. All the beef at Bob's Steak and Chop House are USDA prime cut. From the traditional fillet of tenderloin and ribeye to the adventurous Kansas City bone-in strip. They even have two different surf and turf options. And if you're looking for the other white meat, Bob's Steak and Chop House serves a dry-aged pork tomahawk with homemade applesauce. Fresh seafood is on the menu from salmon to scampi, and even fresh lobster tail. For reservations, give them a call or log on to the Omni Nashville Hotel website. Bob's Steak and Chop House at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Anywhere fans go to cheer on their team, there are behind-the-scenes MVPs ensuring everything is game day ready. We see you, Joe, fixing seats so every fan can enjoy every game. And Allie, who keeps her stadium running smoothly from the moment the first game starts to the last play of the season. At Grainger, you're our MVPs, and we're always here for you with supplies and solutions for every industry and 24/7 customer support. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Greg Vogue and John Burton Show.
The New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. We are the New York Knicks. Go, New York, go.
Are you not doing a rap part?
I don't know how to rap, but John, look at me. I mean, do I look like I'm in the studio with you? I mean, come on.
Greg Vogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Bill King is the motherfucking 12th data point of college football.
Buck yet. Charles R. Buckle joins us in this slot each and every Tuesday. We have not located him yet. We'll give it a few minutes. Plenty to talk about, though. There's never a lack of content when it comes to this show. Oh, can I tease it, Adam? I think we're about to introduce a new sponsor to the show. Yeah, I think we can. I think if we're not far enough along with this, then... Yeah, we're about to announce a new sponsor. Yep, I know that. Can I mention the name? All right. Well, I'll tease that then. Since Buck is there, I'll just hold that back for a little later in the show. But yes, we do have an announcement there. Buck is with us Tuesdays, and... Buck, we'll talk mostly football because that's what you and I do, but did you get to watch any of the baseball, college baseball?
Man, I saw that Tennessee game. What a
wow.
What a game.
God. I know.
I couldn't turn it off. And, you know, the same Tennessee team that struggled last year, right? You know, this is – oh, that was crazy. That was a crazy game. But, yeah, I mean, I watched bits and pieces of other games, but that one just – that one struck me, and then there were a couple of softball games I kind of paid attention to. But we talked about it, Bill, the College World Series, man, it gets crazy. The regionals, and then when you get to the World Series, it just nothing ceases to amaze me with that.
This talk about Colorado and Arizona joining the Big 12, and certainly nothing is done. A lot of speculation. I was saying earlier, Buck, I do think the speculation is based on some merit, whether it happens or not. I don't think it's just sitting there drunk thinking of stuff, right? I think there's something going on.
Yeah, I think there's some merit. I think it's because the Pac-12 has been so slow to get anything done, and Brett Yarmark has done a really nice job of saying, hey, we're going to be aggressive, and he's showing it, right? Pac-12 is still waiting on a deal that they don't have, and you've got a Colorado team that's become the darling now that USC and UCLA are going to the Big Ten with Deion, and I think they're leveraging their opportunities at the right time. And I guess Colorado says, hey, we need somebody, and you always kind of thought it would be Utah, but maybe Arizona said, no, we'll be the team. We'll put our hand up and join you. So, no, I don't think it's – I think there's some merit there. I don't know if it's going to happen, but, you know, I think a lot of these schools are looking to say, hey, how can we be the most aggressive and get something done that's best for us? Because clearly the conference is not in a position to offer them the best opportunities that they think will be for their programs.
Buck, we were just talking. If indeed something like that were to happen, those two leaving to go to the Big 12, Colorado returning to the Big 12, the domino effect out west is going to be really interesting if George Klavikov can hold that together, which seems very dicey.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you think about the San Diego State situation, because if they don't do that move quickly, they're going to have to pay a huge buyout for them leaving. Washington and Oregon and Stanford and, you know, Cal to some degree, I don't know if Cal is still in that mix, are all being talked about potentially for the Big Ten, you know, or have at some point, right? Cal may not be, but I'm almost wondering if Stanford is saying, hey, if we're going to go, we need to do the same thing that UCLA did with our rival. I don't know, or USC and UCLA. I'm just speculating because, you know, you just don't know what's there. But the Washington-Oregon piece, too, is interesting because Washington still seems to have a lot of merit, but they've just never really given Oregon a lot of credit for what they've been able to do. And I'm a little bit surprised by that being such a strong Nike school and some of the other things that Oregon can provide, not just football, but some of the other athletic things that they can do. So, yeah, I think if that were to happen, we'd start seeing and hearing a lot more out that way, Bill.
Domino effect could not just take its toll on the West Coast there, Buck, but could there be a domino effect that comes eastward? For example, could the Big Ten, which could, as we know, anytime they want, call and get Oregon and Washington. They could do it tomorrow. They could have done it a year ago. They could do it a year from now. They know what the answer is. They've always got a prom date with those two schools. No question. But could the Big Ten call the SEC's bluff, try to poach down here in the South? Let's say a Florida State or a Clemson, and we know how cumbersome that buyout is, so I understand all of that. But could that coax the SEC into making a move?
Bill, it could, and that's what's so complicated about this. If this happens, this happens. And then the grant of right deal, you know, there's so many variables to it. But, yeah, you think we could just look at it on the surface and say, yeah, Clemson, Florida State, you want to go to the Big Ten? Okay. Because I think you're right. I think it's a known fact that Washington, Oregon, Stanford, to some degree, maybe Cal, they would all say yes. They would raise their hand if the Big Ten came calling. But the Big Ten may be looking at it from a standpoint, or the SEC even, saying we can strengthen ourselves right now with some schools in the South in our footprint already, right? So, you know, for the SEC. Now, the Big Ten, hey, we want to get more entrenched in the SEC and footprint. Florida State, Clemson make a lot of sense. So it's that's the thing with this conference realignment and all the dominoes. They started falling, but they haven't completely fell, and we don't know where they're going to fall. And there's so many things that can happen over the next couple of years. And each time we see it, we'll speculate on it, almost forget that we talked about it, and then it'll come to fruition. So I'm interested to see how that all happens now that we know teams want to leave some conferences, some teams want to stay, but will they have the option and even the conference to stay in?
Buck, let me just say up front, I am not a Hall of Fame fan. I don't care about anybody's Hall of Fame, but most people do. I understand that. Yeah. It's a thing. It's an item. The College Football Hall of Fame list, Buck, and I just started looking at that a little bit this morning, the recent release, and I noticed Ken Norton was on there. Did you and Ken Norton play together?
Yeah, we did. I played 2 years with Ken. Ken, was one of those guys that I looked up to and then tried to battle him every day in practice. He made me a lot better as an inside linebacker. And, he was on those teams with us where we were really starting to turn the corner. I played 2 years with Ken, and I think subsequently watching those guys like him and Flipper Anderson and some of the others start to get drafted, Gaston Green, I was a young pup, but I got to play with those guys, 2 years. And it showed me what it meant to get, be ready to be a professional. He and John Lee. John Lee is a little bit older than – I think he was a few years before I got there. But also those two guys, great Bruins. And, Ken won a bunch of Super Bowls. And, it's just good to see that. I'm happy that he's back at UCLA, especially after he went to USC and spent a lot of time with Pete Carroll. But – he's one of the good teachers, and good. I think our linebacker crew is going to be much, much better just because of him. I hate to also want to send my condolences to Bill McGovern's family. I saw that news that he had been real sick and passed away from cancer, I think. So, but yeah, man, it was good to see Ken on that list.
Candidates mentioned here: Warrick Dunn, Eric Bieniemy, Jerome Brown, Rocky Kalmus, Josh Heupel, Antonio Langham, Ryan Leaf. I'm just naming a few of them. Alex Smith. Wow.
Yeah, it's a bunch of names on there. And I think, what's the criteria? You have to be a first-team All-American? Or I can't remember what exactly the Hall of Fame. I know they have a certain set of rules and criteria to be listed on there.
Some coaches I mentioned, Heupel's mentioned. I mean, this is going to be interesting. Alex Smith, Julius Peppers, Michael Orr, Michael Vick. If Michael Vick doesn't get in, then I don't know what we're doing.
Bill, I saw him in college, and I don't know if I've ever seen a guy that's as fast and twitchy. I grew up in Houston, man. I saw some hella fine athletes.
You saw speed. Yeah.
Yeah, man. They were playing on the turf up at Western Michigan in Kalamazoo. And that defense for Western was actually pretty good then. I think it was a Gary Darnell team. And they held for a while, man, but Michael Vick was so electric. I mean, it was like, wow. And, had a cannon for an arm, and he was a lefty. So I always loved those left-handed guys because I'm a lefty. And, and then asking the coaches afterwards, they said, "Have you seen anybody that fast?" They're like, "Not really. We couldn't practice that. Even our fastest guys aren't as fast as that." So, yeah, he was pretty special.
This came up a couple of months ago somehow on the show about just the most electric quarterbacks athletically, but could also go on to the pros, right? So you don't stereotype them as more athletic than the quarterback type who has to throw the ball. He was right there among my most athletic. I'd say the most recent one is Kyler Murray. Just such a spectacular athlete. Buck, he's a first-round draft pick in baseball. Lots of money.
Yeah.
That kind of athlete.
And the thing is, how many – he only lost one or two games, something ridiculous in high school. I mean,
Allen High.
Yeah.
On top of that.
The biggest school in the state of Texas, and he was electric. The problem for him always was he was just undersized, right?
Right.
And I think that's the thing that it'll be interesting to see now with him healthy and with, the new staff and everything, how that's going to work out at Arizona. I've always said, man, if he can funnel that and really get coached up, I think he's got a lot of talent. Lamar Jackson was also very electric at Louisville. Having the chance to watch him, and you know, I don't think people give Bobby Petrino and his staff enough credit for helping Lamar develop from a passer, because when he got there, I don't think the staff before, you know, they weren't sure, but they made sure they gave him plays, and then finally they said, hey, he's ready. And, you know, the crossing routes that he was learning and the other things, he still has to work on some of those things at the next level. But from a speed standpoint and the ability to really wing it when he wants to, he's pretty special.
Buck, your thoughts on the SEC somewhat tabling their future schedule by deciding in 24 to stay with 8 league games. Now, it's a different format, 1-7, because they're doing away with divisions, but some thoughts there.
Yeah, the SEC says, look, it hadn't hurt us now playing 8. Why should we go to 9, right?
Correct.
I mean, look, it hasn't hurt them, and they kind of control the tempo. So I was impressed with them saying, look, we don't care what you guys say, but what helps us and helps our teams, and if we're going to have a 12-team playoff, we want to get more teams there. I'm okay with that. I just don't want to see in November a game that everybody knows is a money game, and then they try to sell us to the fact that, hey, we want to see our second and third stringers. Not in November or late October or whenever you play it. I'd like to see them move away from that. But, hey, if 8 games is going to get you a chance to get to the promised land like you've been, by all means, you've got the power. Use it, right?
Buck, always a pleasure. We'll see you next week.
Okay, Bill. Take care. Thanks.
Appreciate it very much. Charles Arbuckle joins us every Tuesday, each and every Tuesday. Speaking of 8 versus 9 games, and you know, here the last X number of years, the SEC's played 8, ACC's played 8, 9 for the Big Ten, Pac-12, etc. Did you see this stat? Peter Burns, ESPN. Since the NCAA approved 12-game schedules in 06, no team playing a 9-game conference schedule has ever won the college football national championship. The Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the Big 12 haven't won a title since moving to 9 conference games. Meanwhile, the SEC has 13 titles, ACC 3. How about that stat? That's pretty interesting right there. Yeah, when you move to a 9 game, now that's going to change. I mean, that stat's not going to hold. I'm not suggesting. And the SEC, I am convinced, is going to go to a 9 game schedule. And I believe they'll do it in 25. They're just waiting for some money, love, and another item or two. That's what's going on here. And maybe get Nicky off the bridge that he may jump off of if they give him 3 permanent opponents that he already plays anyways, right? He already plays LSU, Auburn, and Tennessee. Yeah, I got to work with Nicky on this. Let Nicky approve everybody's schedule, okay? All right, we'll take the break. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Wrapping up the paperwork on a crash that happened earlier on 24 westbound near 840. It did aggravate that traffic flow through that section of Rutherford County. Here comes that steady flow of traffic in from Wilson County through to the Mount Julian area, especially on 40 westbound as you continue into Hermitage. 65 still looks clear at the moment, coming down from the north on 65 southbound as you come through that section of Millersville. Hey, Nash Painting, they service all of Middle Tennessee. If you want your house painted by professionals the first time, call these guys first. Check them out today online at nashpainting.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hello, this is Philip Cox from Strike and Spare Family Entertainment. Are you looking for new and exciting things to do with the family during the spring and summer months? Thanks to Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers, you don't have to look any further. Sign up today for Kids Bowl Free, a summer pass starting in May where kids 15 and under receive 2 free games of bowling every day. You can also purchase a family pass that allows you to join the fun as well. Visit any of the 5 local Strike and Spare locations in Hendersonville, Murfreesboro, Donelson, Hermitage, and Tusculum to register or just visit kidsbowlfree.com/Strike and Spare. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Today on Hey Culligan's Smart Home Smarter Water Softener, here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's a Bill King Show.
Pac-12 football is a joke. It's a laughingstock. It has been left behind by Father Time a long time ago. It has not been prominent in a decade at least. And do you want to know why? God-forsaken leadership. That's why.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
If it happens anywhere in college sports, the Bill King Show will be there to bring you the facts.
Gator Dave, a little later in hour two. He joins us each and every Tuesday. Also a little later, Griff, hour three checks in. Like I mentioned, the super regional locations will be announced right when we're departing at 9 o'clock Central Time, 10 Eastern Time. 5 of those you know because they're top 8 seeds, and if you win your regional and you're a top 8 seed, you get to host. That'd be Gainesville, Baton Rouge, Winston-Salem, Charlottesville, and Palo Alto. You know those. Now, the one that is the question mark, I think, the biggest question mark is Tennessee Southern Miss. Is it Hattiesburg? Is it Rocky Top, Tennessee? I know everybody's got a bias there. I understand. I see people out there tweeting, taking shots at the various cities. Hattiesburg sucks. Have you ever been to Rocky Top, Bill? That place sucks too. If you live up there, you don't think it sucks, okay? I'm just telling you. If you're the Cosby Cattleman, you think it's the most beautiful, gorgeous landscape known to the planet, right? You got the beautiful mountains, the streams. You got bears up there. You've got incredible fishing. The lakes are gorgeous. Hattiesburg, people down there, Swear it's nice. I had my grandma growing up, Nana. That's right. On my dad's side, had a sister. And all I remember is her sister lived in Hattiesburg. I don't even know that I ever met her. I don't think I did. But she lived in Hattiesburg. So I do, apparently I had a relative there at some point. That was, I think she's passed away a long way back. But, yeah, I had a relative there. But we'll find out. Now, there are people suggesting, and again, this is not the planetary system where I'm from, that they think Hattiesburg has a good opportunity here to host over Rocky Top. I do not know that topic well enough to give you some insight. I just don't. I wish I did. I usually sit here with a feeling of expertise. In that world, there is none when it comes to me. I can't tell you what the handicap would be there. I can't tell you what the odds would be when it comes to that. Did you see the story in recruiting yesterday? Did you see the big story? Sammy Brown, number one rated linebacker in America, out of Jefferson, Georgia High, picked Clemson. He's the number five overall prospect, and this is 24/7, the number one linebacker, also ranked the number one linebacker or overall player in the state of Georgia, regardless of position. Some are saying that this is, other than Pretty Boy, as big a name recruit as Dabo has signed or has committed. Can't sign yet. Sammy Brown. Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma, and Tennessee. That was his final grouping. Clemson, Georgia, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Tennessee. 6'2", 230. He is considered, at the moment, by far the top linebacker in the country, in the class of 24. Here's another stat. Clemson got Sammy Brown, who at the moment stands as the highest-ranked linebacker in the 24/7 era since 2010. Now, that's before his senior season, but still. Pretty impressive there. Now, they've signed a bunch of big names, right? Pretty Boy. They signed C.J. Spiller. Brian Brazee. Wasn't Brian Brazee a couple of years ago when they signed him? Somebody had him ranked number one in the nation overall. D lineman. So they've signed. I mean, he signed a whole lot of good players, but this is a big pickup. Now, the state of Georgia is loaded with players, and Georgia can't get them all. Georgia can only sign X number a year, right? And that means you got to pick the right ones, which they do. They have been doing a very good job of that. But Clemson going in there, and got to remember, Clemson's just, what, about an hour from the border. Going in there and getting that name player is a huge hit for Dabo Swinney. If you are a Clemson fan, yeah, you're limping a little bit because you were a top-type seed and you didn't win your regional, but in football, which is the one that matters the most, college football, you just got a huge announcement. Sammy Brown, inside the state of Georgia, top-ranked player in that state for the class of 24. And that's fantastic news. All right, Georgia fans are asking me about Wes Johnson from the LSU staff. Wes Johnson, LSU, on Jay Johnson's staff, has been hired by Georgia. And I'll talk about it a little bit. I really don't know him much, but Blake does. Blake will be with us tomorrow. Yeah, Blake Ruffino's right down there. Blake is on the hotline with these guys all the time. I can just tell you. Very well connected. That's a good hire. That's a good high. All right, we'll get the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. As traffic volume increases on 65 southbound through Millersville, 40 still looks good at the moment, leaving Wilson County, the Mount Juliet area, going westbound on 40 headed towards Hermitage. Just about wrapping up that wreck from earlier in Rutherford County on 24 westbound. It's right near 840. Again, it's in its cleanup stages. It's time to call Crest Pest Control. These guys do way more than your average pest control company. Check out their website today at crestpestcontrol.net. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
The Klein Preston Law Group in Nashville, a proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves and the Southeastern Conference, has over two decades of experience in litigation and transactional practice. Their practice focuses primarily on business law, including business litigation, business structure, and international law. The Klein Preston Law Group has represented clients in state and federal court throughout the state of Tennessee, all the way to the United States Supreme Court. For more information, go to their website, Klein with a K, PrestonLaw.com.
Just because you can't see it or smell it, radon gas is everywhere. Caused by natural radioactive decay, it is the leading cause of lung cancer in women, children, and non-smoking men. And with Davidson County Homes testing higher than the national average, now is the time for radon testing. Radon Radon Mitigation is Nashville's licensed and NRPP certified radon mitigation company who can test your home, install systems, and maintain continuous meters for daily readouts on their simple-to-use app. If you're buying or selling a home, save money on costly repairs and expensive inspections. Let Alex and his team at Radon Radon Mitigation make your home a clean air home. Give them a call today at 931-47-RADON. That's 931-477-2366. Or online at chooseradont.com. That's chooseradont.com.
Hey, I'm Alex with Radon Radon Mitigation, proud sponsor of the Atlanta Braves on WNSR.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been serving golfers since 1968. Let us help you find the hottest gear from bags, balls, shoes, and apparel. All in stock at the best prices. Come in and test drive the latest arrivals from Titleist, TaylorMade, Callaway, Ping, and more. While you're there, get custom fit by one of our golf experts. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Shop us in store or online at EdwinWattsGolfShops.com.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Okay, let's bring in Butch Spearden, who's the president and CEO of Nashville Visitors Corporation. He joins the show. Butch, how impactful was the Taylor Swift concert for Nashville?
Saturday alone was worth $14.8 million just in hotel spend. One day in the city, just in Davidson County, $14.8 million.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
Gives you a wide latitude on topics because Bill King isn't afraid of your telephonic interaction. 615-844-5600.
Steven down there in Athens, who is a radiologist in Athens, Georgia, good friend, says, Bill, I missed the early part of the show. Have you talked about Georgia's new coach, Wes Johnson? Not really. We just touched on it a second ago. He's on the LSU staff, and I'm going to get Blake to go into detail about it tomorrow. Blake knows that staff inside and out. He talks to those dudes every day like they're former frat boys together, right? He knows those dudes inside and out. He comes from Jay Johnson's staff. Jay Johnson, whether it's Arizona or LSU, is very highly thought of. Now, will he go to Georgia and get a commitment that looks to be lacking? Somewhat. That's the question. L-Dog is asking about it, too, earlier. And I don't look. Again, it's college baseball. I do not have any kind of history with college baseball at all. So I couldn't go into any detail about it. But I'll get Blake to be conversive tomorrow. Be eloquent about it for you guys when we get him in there tomorrow. Topwater Assassin, talking about Sammy Brown. Topwater Assassin, big Clemson fan in South Carolina, said, we've been getting great D linemen, but if you think about it, most of the linebackers have been dudes that worked really hard but had no chance of getting to the NFL like Skowski or Ben Boulware. He said they come to mind. Well, this kid is that kind of prospect. I mean, if you're the top-ranked player in Georgia, you're beyond dude status, right? I mean, you're a beast. If you're a linebacker and you're ranked number one in the state of Georgia, I'm assuming you eat nails for breakfast. You're a tough guy. One of the first, no, and I can go back further, but one of the big names in recruiting when it comes to linebackers, and certainly not, I can go prior to this, but in Georgia was Tekeo Spikes out of Toccoa, Georgia, and ended up going to Auburn. He was the linebacker everybody in America wanted. And everybody tried to get him, ended up at Auburn, and had a really good career, went on to the NFL, and had a distinguished career there too. But, oh, I can take you back to Georgia, and that 1980 team had a linebacker named Nate Taylor who might have weighed 205 pounds, and he was a tough junkyard dog. You dog fans who could go back that far will remember him. Wasn't that Tommy Thurston? He was a Florida kid. Wasn't he a freshman on that team, or did he come in 81? Yeah, did Tommy Thurston come in 80 or 81? But I remember Nate Taylor was a linebacker. He's the one that jumped on the fumble at the end of the Tennessee game, which preserved the Georgia win. Georgia was about to lose that game. Tennessee was on the one-inch line. And that 1980 season opener. And Glenn Ford fumbled it on the one molecule line. Nate Taylor jumped on that ball, and that basically ended the game. But Tommy Thurston, and again, he was from Florida. I remember that. He was a pretty big name recruit when he came up to Georgia. Was that was early 80s, I know that. But I don't remember if that was 80 or 81 for him. I liked Skowski, by the way. And there was some news about a month ago. Skowski joined somebody's staff. I think it was a MAC team or something. As a GA or analyst or something. I always liked him. Skowski was a junkyard dog type linebacker. Not overly athletic at all, but just a tough, mean, rugged dude. Right? Absolutely tough dude. Yeah, and this, look, obviously Georgia wanted to get him, but Georgia is the top roster on the planet. Regardless of who doesn't go there, Georgia's fine. So it's not like they're hurt here. Georgia is fine. Georgia is a year removed from having a generational defense, and probably this last year with everybody they lost in 22, with everybody they lost from the generational defense, probably had the best defense overall consistently this last year. That wasn't as good as the 21 group, but you're not going to have many that match that group. You may not have another one like that. Has Alabama had a defense as good as that 92 defense? They've had a few. Mike Shula, that one year, had an outstanding defense. But they've had some really good defenses under Nick, for sure. But have they had one that matched that 92 team? Now, I know that was kind of a different era, but still, those are hard to come by. Ken down there in Middle Georgia. Bill, I know you've seen where Georgia has a new skipper. Wes Johnson is coming to town. Wish him the best in recruiting and development. Hope he can bring somebody like Paul Skeens to Georgia. Well, yeah. If there's another Paul Skeens, if there's another guy who is 6'6", 247, throws 103 like that, yeah. I don't know if there's another one of those. But I do know. Gator Dave in about 20 minutes. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.